With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You guys, welcome to Beyond the Blinds. It is me, Troy McKeaty.
And Kelly Williams.
And we have so many pop culture things to talk about today before we get into it. As you can see, spoiler alert, we are talking about Mr. Ryan Gosling today because he's very topical. I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's this movie coming out about a doll.
It's about Ken, right?
It's called Ken. It's called Ken's Big Adventure. And I'm very excited for it. But obviously, before we get into any of that, we have a lot of pop culture stuff to discuss today.
Okay, the Taylor and Maddie breakup. This is the last I ever want to talk about it. Taylor Swift, I need like a 6-month break from your personal life. Yeah. I'm so glad it's over. And of course, people are now saying like, they were never even really a couple. They were just hooking up. I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to hear about it anymore. And Taylor, girl, you focus on you right now.
Yeah, nobody could use a break from the spotlight more than Taylor after this tour is over.
For sure.
Oh my God. Taylor needs to go on a vacation somewhere, go to the beach and just recluse.
And what's funny is when she was with Joe, I'd be like, oh, I want to see her out more. Like I miss her paparazzi walks. I miss her doing stuff with like Haim and, you know, Gigi. And I'm like, you know what? It's okay. You can go back to like chilling at your house.
Excuse me. It's weird because it's like she used to be so much more aware of like her overexposure. And now it's like she doesn't give a fuck. Like she's just like, you guys are gonna see me, you're gonna be sick of me, you are going to be sick of me, and I don't give a fuck.
So yeah, that's all I have to say about that. I'm glad we've all survived it, we've all lived it, and now let's just move on and forget that happened.
Yeah, and stop making him more famous. Oh my God, I don't want to hear about him anymore. We also have to discuss Danny Masterson.
Well, usually we don't spoil our Patreon episodes, but that's where we're going to discuss all of the Danny Masterson everything.
Yeah, so we are doing a Danny Masterson episode today for Patreon, which I'm actually really excited about. We've been talking about this for a really long time, and it just feels like now, I'm glad we waited.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had like gotten off before. So that would have been a really sour way to end the episode. And now we have something to look forward to. So if you are a Patreon member, you have that coming up. And if not, then if you want to listen to it, go to patreon.com/beyondtheblinds.
We also have a Patreon episode about Armie Hammer. But unfortunately, you know, the LA, whoever decided not to press charges against him, I've always said give Armie Hammer 2 to 3 years and he's going to make a comeback. I wish I wasn't right, but I do think he's going to end up back on our screen. No problem at all.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's undeniable. I think people are going to, even now, I feel like when you hear people talk about it, they're like, well, did he really do anything bad? Like, I mean, like, he, you know, you can't yuck yums. Like, he talked about having kinks. Like, people have mostly forgotten almost all of it. So, I mean, we're like goldfish. Like, we have no attention span. So, you know, you're right. He's going to be back on TV. He'll be in some shitty Netflix movie in like a week.
And we love to say we don't yuck yums, but if you do have like a cannibalism fetish, we are going to yuck that.
If you have a yum for wanting to drink the blood of the woman you're making love to, it's a bit much.
For sure.
Unless you're Billy Bob and Angelina, and even then it was a lot. So another person that we don't really discuss a lot, but like I think we should now, is Bam Margera. A lot of people message us about him. I know that he, like, it's weird. Like, these things will happen with these famous people. It's kind of like an Aaron Carter thing where they acquire like an Instagram live or like TikTok live following for them being manic. And he's been manic on the internet now for a while. I actually caught one of his lives the other day where he was like going on this crazy tirade about how his mom is evil, and she doesn't trust him, and they're trying to steal his home and all this crazy shit. And he now is on a 5150.
Yeah, so his brother tweeted out, like, no one knows where Bam is. If you have his location, please let us know. And I actually read through the replies, and so many people are just like, you're just a clout chaser. Bam's fine. You just want fame. And I am like, have you not seen Bam Margera the last 5 years? He's clearly unwell.
Yeah. And people really, I mean, his following is so cult-like that he gets online and he says, I'm fine. They're all monsters. They want to steal from me. And he also hasn't seen his kid.
Yeah.
And he's been posting a lot because it's like the more he doesn't see his kid, the more he gets like manic. And it's like, I don't know. It's just sad. It's very sad to watch. It's really scary. TMZ is on his ass every minute.
And it seems like it was after Ryan Dunn passed away that Bam really, took a nosedive. And I just saw TMZ posting a picture of Lamar Odom visiting Bam in the hospital. Because
Jesus.
whenever anything happens to like a troubled celebrity, Lamar Odom thinks he's the person who's going to save them.
And you can tell when TMZ is setting up a storyline in case something happens so that they can break it. It's really sick. Like they are in that office praying right now for his downfall, which is sick, so that they can be the ones to have told you the whole thing. It's just really sad.
And the thing about Bam's following, I don't know if people know this, but he was a part of like the CKY crew. So he's had fans since even before Jackass.
Yeah, I mean he has like it's hard to even explain how loyal his followers are. Like they're intense. He's like a god.
I'm like, hi, Bam's list of followers that are
I
listening.
know. I know. Listen, we're both millennials. We grew up watching Jackass. Like I get it, but it's just sad to watch.
So TMZ is also reporting that Leo DiCaprio and Gigi Hadid are back together. So that's all I can say is laugh.
My eyes don't roll hard enough. I mean, I just don't even know. I don't know what the arrangement is. If you've listened to our Leo episode, like in a nutshell, they say that he has this like contract with these different modeling agencies and that they use him to like help promote models, which would make sense. But like, how many years is this sustainable? Like, are we still, is this still cool to date Leo DiCaprio? Like, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Leo is turning into Jack Nicholson as we speak.
He is. It's sick. I've said it for years. I mean, that's his future. And it's happening right now. It's crazy.
I just don't get how Gigi Hadid could get anything from dating Leo at this point. She
Like,
is
what?
one of the top supermodels, like
Right. Like, what do you? I understand. Listen, I get like the 20-year-olds that launch their name into the tabloids with him. Like, if that's like a business thing, like, I get that completely. Like, nobody knows who you are. And then suddenly you're like all over the news for a week as the girlfriend of Leo. I get that. What the hell does Gigi have to gain from being seen with him?
Gigi, we know you listen. You don't need to do this anymore.
He's bloated and in his Jack Nicholson era. Let him go, girl.
So one thing I love is when actors interview each other. And Elle Fanning was just on one of those variety like actor on actors. And
Love
she actually talked about, and I'm so glad that like younger generations of actors are talking about this more and it's like safe for them to talk about it. But she was talking about how she actually lost a role at 16 because she wasn't deemed sexy enough. And that's what this whole podcast is about, basically.
It really is. It's also so crazy because I was just talking about the Fanning sisters and how I really feel like, especially Dakota, like I think Dakota Fanning was like a child prodigy.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I don't even know if I would say she was just like a regular child actor. She was like a literal like prodigy. Like, she was like so good. And it's like really sad to think, like what we don't know that those girls have gone through. Like, just like talented kids, like, can't even just be talented.
Even Dakota, people would be like, she's fucking weird. I'm like, she's eight.
A literal 8-year-old who, by the way, has acted with all of the greatest actors by the time she was 10. Denzel, Sean Penn, Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt. I mean, she was like a star. I don't know. I look at them and I think, God, I can't even imagine what you two have seen. And to still be like, I mean, at least from the outside, to still be so like well adjusted. Like, they seem like very well adjusted child star, former child stars to me.
For sure. And I would love to see Dakota make a comeback.
Me too. I love her. Love Dakota Fanning. She is like, if you guys have never seen, there's so many good Dakota Fanning movies of her as a kid, but Man on Fire with Denzel Washington is like one of the greatest performances I think I've ever seen from a kid.
Even in Uptown Girls.
Oh, the versatility. Like, she's just, and L too. L is amazing, but I've always been a Dakota girl.
The last thing I kind of wanted to touch on was Matt Rife. Matt Rife is blowing up on TikTok. I'm sure you guys have seen him. All of a sudden, he's like selling out huge venues. And all I could think of, Troy, I want your opinion on this. All I could think of was Dane Cook. I'm like, this is the new generation's Dane Cook. He's cute. He's funny. And someone tweeted me back saying, you know, he does more crowd work. I'm like, okay. I don't know what that means.
No, yeah, I think that that's a great comparison, honestly. I really do.
And I'm ready for him. I actually did a podcast with Most Likely To, that podcast, the Challenge podcast. And she was like, watch him pop up with like a secret girlfriend. I'm like, he dated Kate Beckinsale. No one remembers, but he dated her before Pete did.
Wow. That's like, that is true. He's gonna start dating all the girls. It's gonna become like a thing to be seen with him. Good for him, I guess. I don't... But yeah, Dane Cook is like the best comparison. I feel like you had to live through Dane Cook though to understand that. Like, I don't know, that was just like a weird time where everybody had Dane Cook's live D CD in their
Like
car.
his super finger CD.
Yes, and everybody was like, I'm gonna fuck Dane Cook, he's so hot. The last thing that I wanted to talk about was just how crazy the smoke and fog is in New York. If you guys haven't heard, all of the obviously, I mean, I can't even imagine what it's like to be in Canada right now.
Right. We hope that all our Canadian listeners are safe.
Yeah, it's really scary, and all of the smoke has like transferred over to New York. It looks like doomsday. Yesterday was
Giving
neon orange outside.
day after tomorrow.
Yeah, it's very scary. The air here is horrendous. People are not supposed to be outside. And it's scary because obviously New Yorkers think, like, if they don't know what's going on, it's like a foggy day in New York. Like, you're just, you just like go outside. But it's like really dangerous to be outside right now. And they're like saying that if you can afford it, you should get a purifier in your house. And that it's like being outside for a little bit is like smoking, what did they say, 6 cigarettes or something? It's so, yeah, it's scary. And I just hope everybody is like being smart.
Yeah,
Don't be outside.
stay as safe as you can with that.
Yeah. As I was outside all day yesterday, by the way. Don't be like. Okay, now we're gonna talk about Ryan.
The best Ryan in Hollywood, if you ask me.
Yeah, what do you think about Ryan?
I've always thought he was a great actor. I think he can do drama. I think he's funny. He's very like charismatic. My only like hindrance has always been when people have said he's like the sexiest man ever to ever walk the planet. That's very confusing to me, but I do think he's probably one of the best actors out there.
Yeah, I think that sometimes if people are just told to think somebody is sexy, they will literally just think it. Like, people will just listen to it and be like, he is the sexiest. He's People Magazine's number one sexiest man in the whole globe. It's like, is he? Or is he just like a cute guy that you would like meet at a party? But I agree. I think he's my favorite Ryan for sure. I mean, he's such a versatile actor. He can do so much. He's so funny. He's so good in dramas. He can be really intense. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a Ryan Gosling movie where I'm like, didn't think he did good, even if the movie wasn't like great. Like, it's like he's everything. And he's also like, he doesn't take himself really seriously. And I love that about him. He's like goofy and funny. His SNL episode is like so incredible. He's like, I don't know, he's just cute. And I love him.
I really like him and Eva Mendes, and I'm nervous after the blinds I might not, but since you pulled them, I don't know what's going to be said, but I like how like quiet they are as a couple, and they're one of those, in my opinion, like super couples that prove if you don't want to be seen, you won't be.
That's true. Because my God, do we? I mean, where is she? Like, where is she? It's like, even when I hear her name, I'm like, my God, like, what is she doing?
Mean, honestly, even Ryan, if he's not promoting a movie, where is he?
It's true. That really is true. And like, aren't they New Yorkers? Like, he's like a New York celebrity, or no?
I think they live in California, but we don't
Oh,
know. Where in the world
that's
are they?
true. That's very true. Yeah, without any question, he's the best Ryan. Like, hands down, if we're ranking Ryans, he's number one for sure.
And I like that he doesn't shy away from like that embarrassing dance video that went around when he was a kid. He was
Yeah.
just like, yeah, that was me, whatever. Like he just keeps it moving and goes with the flow. And I love his interviews.
Yeah, this is a good thing to mention though, that he is like a former child star. Like, and I don't think people look at him that way because he's crossed over so incredibly well. But listen, I remember seeing his like Goosebumps episode. Like, he was like a child star. His little like MC Hammer moments are iconic. And yeah, I just like I pulling these blinds, I was kind of just like pulling them and not, I was like nervous to, because I really don't want to ruin him for me. I really don't. I just want to like Ryan Gosling. Can I have one straight man that's like fine, you know?
One, it's all we ask.
Just one. Fuck.
So all of those were opinions. Everything from here on out is alleged. And just so you guys know, all blind items, unless said otherwise, are from Crazy Days and Nights.
And we start in 2003. What scrumptious young actor, a supporting player in one of last year's minor dramas, is terrified people might think that he's gay? He's not, though he brazenly showed up at a Britney Spears concert. What a silly flex. Oh, that's why we were so toxic about pop music, because it was like, if you a man was at a pop concert, it was like they're gay.
Even though he literally worked with Britney on Mickey Mouse Club.
Right, and like I'm sure made sweet, sweet love to her at some point.
So now we're in 2008. First time ever in the blind items for this intellectual B-list actor. I say intellectual because he seems like he has a brain and he made a career of films in which a person actually has to think. Kind of like Parker Posey for actors, but younger. Well, our actor had to take about a 6-month mandatory break from filming because he could not get insured. Though he's managed to stay out of the headlines, his problems are very Lindsay Lohan-ish, minus the family drama. During his last film, he did so much coke that he had to get his nose repaired. Because of this, before any insurance company would back him, they wanted him to go to rehab, which he did for in 3 months. He also had to submit a weekly drug screening as a condition to being insured. Okay, Ryan.
So now we jump to 2009, and this is from BuzzPhoto. Whoever said that a starlet can't be a fan? The skinny mini may have a bit of a floundering career, but that hasn't stopped her from glomping on to this hot actor with an even hotter career. Trouble is, he doesn't even know she exists. Our Lovestruck girl is conducting this romance mostly via Google searches and chance encounters at West Hollywood parties. She doesn't dare have her agent set up a date. Not that he wouldn't take it. She's not his type. She knows this and prefers to have all her friends and even family believe that there is chemistry between them. She inserts herself at all the parties he's at and keeps up on his gossip, so she has all the right things to talk about. And it's not Shanae Grimes with a 2009 blind item. It's Misha Barton.
Listen, if I became super famous and look like Misha Barton, I would try and fuck all my celebrity crushes too.
I would hope. Oh my God. What is the point otherwise? I mean, my God, I would absolutely have, like, you know, they always say like bodyguards and stuff set up like hookups.
Mm-hmm.
I would totally have my bodyguard be slipping numbers to like every celebrity I walk past. Just in case.
They'd be like, fucking Troy again.
I know. They have a stack of my number.
This blind item is also from BuzzPhoto. 4 years ago, this couple was the hot item in Hollywood. Everyone was crossing their fingers this relationship would last. The chemistry between the two was undeniable, and the popularity of the couple was pretty big. Why, oh, why didn't it last? For whatever reason, the agent of this female persuaded her to call it quits. Sounds like a modern-day Jane Austen novel. The female listened reluctantly, and now the damage is done. We hear she wishes with all her heart that things were different. And that's Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling. They were such a moment.
Iconic. To have lived through that as a teenager or as a young person in general, that was really like a moment.
Their VMAs kiss. I remember it.
God. Rachel McAdams just in general at that time, like, and like, I think it's kind of cool that she, like, she's an actress that very famously turned down a lot of movies. Like, she's turned down a lot of stuff, and by choice, which I think is so interesting. And she just kind of like chose to like take a step back.
I'm ready for her to make a renaissance for sure.
I love her so much. It's like she's one of those people that I think has just like a millennial chokehold.
No doubt.
Like, we just have like an attachment to her.
The fact Mean Girls and Notebook came out in the same year. Oh, we were, God. She had us. She has us still.
Yeah. And like, those are so such different roles. Like, she also is so fucking versatile. My God. This episode, I guess, is sponsored by BuzzPhoto. We got an email this weekend from someone claiming to have once been good friends with this B-list actor. They have since parted ways, but this incident apparently happened 2 years ago. The B-lister was in love and wanted to get married to the girl he was dating at the time. He said he never met a girl like her and was completely head over heels. Even though he is a full-grown adult, he has what we'll call some mommy issues. The reason why a wedding never happened, or has never happened, is because the actor's mother is extremely controlling and extremely involved in his life. She has broken up any relationship the star has ever had, and is so meddling and controlling, he still calls her almost every day, usually to be berated and criticized. The source says that no matter what, mommy dearest's opinion comes first, always. We love a mother's boy.
I think we knew that because they're always on the red carpet together.
Yeah. He like brings her. He's like Bradley.
Right. That's true. Who you saw, you never talked about your Bradley Cooper sighting on this. No.
Oh my God, you guys, I saw Bradley fucking Cooper. People always ask me who's the most famous person I've seen in New York so far. Bradley Cooper. I was eating pasta. I was around the corner from my apartment, by the way. So I think he lives near me. And I was outside eating pasta and I saw him come out of an apartment building. And he was wearing pajamas and sunglasses. And he looked, the weird thing is most hot men in New York look like Bradley Cooper.
That's true.
A lot of men here look like him. So I was like, that could be anybody. That could be any like finance guy in New York City. But it was him. And he had his kid. And I could tell that he was coming from like what seemed like where he lived, because he was in pajamas and he only stepped out to like do something quick, like run to a store and then run back home. And I was just like, I didn't blink for a full 15 minutes. He was gorgeous in person.
Now we're in 2011. Person hated most by the press. This up-and-coming director who's about to move from film festival darling to the mainstream. He did accomplish what many people would love to do when he got kissed by this almost A-list movie actor at a press event. And that's Nicholas Winding Refn. and Ryan Gosling. So Ryan kissed Nicholas, I guess, at an event. Guess.
Which ethnic actress must be getting a career boost out of publicly dating that sizzling actor? She's a lesbian. And it's either Zoe Saldana and Bradley Cooper or Eva Mendes and Ryan Gosling.
You know what? I don't believe either.
I don't either. That's...
So now we're in 2012, and this is from Lainey's Gossip. I've been holding back a story about a sexy older movie actor who's running out of money and has been offered a TV series several times, but he thinks it's beneath him. And there's one about a girl who got married but disinvited a friend, also former colleague, from her wedding because the friend hooked up with her ex. And one of my favorite stories is about how one of the most powerful, acclaimed actors in the business hates his younger counterpart, even though he chose him to be in the movie, because the younger one is way too arrogant and precarious about his talent. Senior refers to him as, quote, the kid who isn't American, but somehow talks like De Niro. Fuck him. So the sexy older movie actor being Sam Elliott, the girl who got married is not said. The powerful actor being Sean Penn, the young actor being Ryan Gosling, and the movie being Gangster Squad. So Sean Penn hates Ryan Gosling.
This B-plus list all movie actress has been the biggest diva ever on set of her new movie. Not only does she name drop her A-list movie actor boyfriend's name every 5 seconds, but also has held up shooting several times to take his calls, even though he is not really called much and is thrilled to be away from her. And she also has to take extra days off, she says, because of magazine cover shoots, even though she had to be for her most recent cover and was not even seen in this country. No one cares if she leaves because they can't really stand working with her anyway, and have been cutting her part more and more as she as the shoots go on. She was only hired because the writer and producer wanted to see her naked in person. Jesus Christ. And that is Eva Mendes.
This A-list all-movie actor has banned his house-sitting girlfriend from his movie set. He's in a foreign location and she is watching his place, and that's exactly where he wants her because he's been sampling a different woman every night since he's been gone. He says that it will help him remain faithful when he gets back home and he wants to get it all out of his system. The sad thing is he could just tell his girlfriend and she wouldn't go anywhere because she's that crazy about him. Sure, she would yell and scream and knowing her might throw some things at him and threaten to cut off his manhood, but eventually she would get over it. Yeah, his girlfriend has a bit of a temper. That's Ryan and Eva.
He's like, I just got to get all my cheating out of my system, darling.
Baby, baby, I promise if I cheat off on set, I won't cheat off set. Do you get where I'm coming from?
I'll be the loyal man you dream of.
I'll be your Ken.
I'd be like, okay. This B-plus list all-movie actress told a friend that her foreign-born A-plus list all-movie actor's significant other refuses to ever service her orally. He tells her that he feels claustrophobic when he's down there. Oh, but he fully expects her to perform the service for him and has made it clear it is what he prefers to actual sex with her. Yeah, their blinds are wild. Just like...
claustrophobic?
I feel claustrophobic down there, babe.
Game. Your thighs, they suffocate me. I don't know.
Can I explain?
Also, the way that these blinds are describing Eva Mendes is very interesting. Just get ready for this one. This B-list, very exotic, and my former crush all-movie actress has told her friend that when the press tour ends for the movie she starred in with In Her Mind boyfriend, that she will have him proposing to her, forced to be by her side for a couple weeks, and she thinks it will convince him. He's dreading it because he thinks she's unstable. Of course, that's Eva and Ryan promoting The Place Beyond the Pines. They've been together for so long.
Isn't it so weird? I feel like people forget that they're even a couple.
For sure.
Like, I don't think people associate her with him when they see him. Mm-mm. It's crazy. Where is she? Like, what the fuck? Where is she? Like, where is Eva Mendes?
Every once in a while, we get, like, a Bigfoot-type picture of her. Just a blurry, like, walking through a park. And they're like, she's pregnant again.
Right. And, like, still stunning. Like, just beautiful. Like, she looks exactly the same.
I think she's one of the most gorgeous actresses ever.
Yeah, she's, like, beyond. This is another Lainey's Gossip Blind. The assumption that in any discussion about marriage and babies, she's the one who wants it and wants to have it immediately. If only he'd ask. But he's the one who wants, or at least is leaning more towards having kids than she is. He is the one who wants to start a family with her. She's resistant because of concerns about her past health, worried about what that can mean for both her and her future children. He's not pressing, but they've been seeing specialists together, looking into different options, hoping to perhaps be parents within 2 years, even though no one seems to want to believe they can make it that long. Well, they definitely became parents.
And now we're in 2013, and I'm going to read the reveals before I read the blind. The A-plus list movie actor is Ryan Gosling, the girlfriend Ava Mendez. The movie actress is Emma Stone, the movie being Gangster Squad, and the bully actors being Sean Penn and Josh Brolin. And I'll read them at the end as well. It was probably the worst film experience either of them ever had. Luckily for them, they had each other. They did the movie together just because they thought it might be like that. They had already been through lots of sex phase and now are just friends. He's an A-plus list movie actor and she's a really close to an A-list movie actress. He gave her some protection against the constant groping and sexual harassment she received every single day. In fact, she's still getting it. It's even worse now because it's harder to escape the hands on the butt or the arm across the breast while there are cameras shooting and interviews being given. It takes a much bigger effort to make it look graceful rather than the kicks to the balls or the retreating to the trailer during shoot. Our actor had his own problems as he was considered a goody-goody, even though it's not always the case. He just doesn't like to spend his days and nights with hookers and booze, so they made his life miserable and treated him like crap and pranked him every time they could. They tried to get his lines cut and would harass his girlfriend when she would visit set. They posted naked photos of her everywhere. No matter what, though, the actress and actor stuck together and just went into their own little world together. That's actually like kind of sad and sweet. So that's saying Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone were so bullied by Sean Penn and Josh Brolin on the set of Gangster Squad, but Ryan and Emma were like besties and got through it together.
There's a lot of blinds about that movie for some reason. It was like very impactful.
I feel like we need to do a Sean Penn episode eventually. That man.
I would love that. A lot of thoughts about Sean Penn. This A-list mostly movie actor has been spending a lot of time away from his actress significant other. Lots of time away. Apparently, he realized she only thinks of him as a sex god, and he wanted to be the one doing the hunting. So he has started moving away from her and finding people that he can use like he feels like she uses him. And that's Ryan and Eva. The closest this A-plus list mostly movie actor has come to getting divorced from his actress wife was not when he hooked up with his ex or when he hooked up with that former television actress married to a different A-lister now. Nope. The time they came closest to getting divorced was when he fell in love with that heartbreaking actress who was foreign-born and had that big, huge romantic love affair with the other A-list actor. This is a lot. So the A-plus list actor being Ben Affleck, the wife being Jennifer Garner, and the ex being Jennifer Lopez, the former TV actress being Blake Lively, the heartbreaking actress being Rachel McAdams, and the other A-list actor being Ryan Gosling. You may have to press the 15 seconds back and listen to that one again.
So all of that, to sum it up, just Ben Affleck had a big crush on Rachel McAdams and she was in love with Ryan Gosling. Poor Ben Affleck. I know. This B-list mostly movie actress and most of the time girlfriend to this A-list mostly movie actor who used to have a thing way back in the day for Britney Spears, once accepted an offer from a truly spectacular B-list mostly movie actress to be in a threesome with number two and number two's husband. For the first time I can remember, the husband turned it down. He said he turned it down because he didn't want to ruin the career of number two. It would only help considering what she's been in. All I know is her ex would have jumped all over it. So that's Eva Mendes, Ryan Gosling wanting Jessica Biel to join in on a threesome, but not asking because Justin Timberlake.
Okay. My gosh.
Like, what in the Mickey Mouse house?
I know, that's very like, that's like them, they're reverting back to their old days. So we are now in 2014. What A-list actor who premiered his directorial debut at Cannes was overheard complaining to his PR team on the phone about the crappy job the editors did to his film? And that was him complaining about Lost River. That's a silly blind.
I know. If he's mad at his editors, I'm sure there's a reason.
Right.
But I think we've been there once or twice.
We can relate.
This next blind is from Blind Gossip. This celebrity couple has not announced their pregnancy yet. Why not? Because she's embarrassed that things didn't go her way. She promised her Catholic family that she would be announcing her pregnancy and an engagement at the same time. However, despite her best efforts, the baby did not make him more committed to her. Exactly the opposite, in fact. Yes, she's mad. Ryan and Eva. She didn't announce it because you guys caught her in like a parking garage.
Right.
And like, oh, you're pregnant? She's like, get away from me.
She's like, I'm at fucking ShopRite. Leave me alone. This is a Mr. X blind. What currently pregnant actress is using her baby to win back her ex? He's already moved on from her and is currently playing the field. What he doesn't know is that the actress's longtime boyfriend and one-time fiance is actually the father of the baby. After the actress had a brief reunion with him. Oh, God. Okay, so that's saying that George Augusto is her actual baby daddy and not Ryan.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either.
This foreign-born A-list, mostly movie actor, left his baby mama at home so he could have fun with the co-star he had not seen since they finished filming. And by having fun, they hooked up at her place, which is different from the hotels they used while filming. And it just says Ryan Gosling. It doesn't say who that other someone is.
It all seems crazy at this point. The B-list mostly movie actress still thinks she has a future with her B-list mostly movie actor boyfriend, even though he never comes home and she always hears about him spending time with other women and crashing at their homes. A shared bond can only take you so far. So it just, I mean, it sounds like that's going to be what this is the whole time, of her just like chasing him and him cheating and not caring.
Yeah. It's gonna be a long one, guys. This normally very non-partying, A-plus-list, mostly movie actor has been going at it hard the past few months on set of his new movie. For the first time anyone can remember, they saw him using coke. Maybe that new life experience is weighing on him. And that's alleging Ryan on the set of The Nice Guys and not being able to handle fatherhood. It's so weird because usually with blind items, I can be like, no, I can see that. But these, I just can't, because we don't really know about Ryan's private life.
That's the thing, is like, he's so good at being private that like these could say anything and it would feel crazy.
Right.
Like, unless the blinds are about him like giggling and being sweet, I just like, I can't even see it. It must be pretty tough to be attracted to someone forever when you blame them for your own bad reviews. Well, that is what this A-list mostly movie actor thinks when it comes to his debut part-time gig. It says Ryan Gosling attached to Eva Mendes through their child in directing Lost River, which she starred in and went straight to video. That is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
That like their movie together was like pure shit.
Most couples have them, right?
Geely? Yeah. Yeah. It's not a good, I don't think it's a good idea to like do that. Yeah. That never works out.
We're now in 2015, and this is a blind item that happened at South by Southwest. This A-plus-list, mostly movie actor was in town for something other than acting. He also has a type. He has a significant other, but that didn't stop him from hooking up with this C-plus-list, mostly movie actress who is a co-star in a buzzy movie with some higher-listed television and movie actresses. So again, it just says Ryan. It does not say who the actress is. And maybe that's why I'm having a hard time believing these ones, because it's never naming the other person.
Right. This former A-list, mostly movie actress, who is probably still a B-lister, thanks to her name, is a fairly new mother. Unfortunately for her, the baby daddy wasn't in the picture before, during, or after the birth. Yeah, he shows up enough where he does not look like a complete a-hole, but he never wanted the baby.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18 plus. A few years ago, this foreign-born, A-list mostly movie actress, who's a multiple Golden Globe winner slash nominee, was about to get married. She ended up getting married, but not before she spent two nights with this A-plus list mostly movie actor, who had not quite reached A-plus list peak he is at now. He is not married, but he does have kids. And that's alleging Emily Blunt hooked up with Ryan Gosling before she got married. You're like, respect.
I mean, yeah, like, I'm like, if he's just one of those people where I'm like, if you find out that you're doing a movie with him, like, if you're, say you're Blake Lively.
Well, her and Ryan did have like a weird little moment because she used to go on this spiel. Blake Lively would be like, I got kicked out of Disney when I was a kid and I'm never allowed back and blah, blah, blah. Like that was her talk show story.
Okay.
And then she randomly got photographed at Disney with Ryan Gosling. And she was like, no, we're just friends. He was on Mickey Mouse Club. So he got me into Disney. But they wouldn't take pictures together. They would take them separately with fans, but never together.
See, Blake was like, I'm going to pull you into the bathroom and I'm going to fuck you. I just can't be near you unless I do it.
And that was the summer when Blake was dating like Leo, Ryan Gosling, and then eventually Ryan Reynolds. So it was the Blake's hot girl summer.
Oh, lucky Blake. Like to be Blake having a hot girl summer. My God. This A-list mostly movie actor and his quietly troubled A-list mostly movie actress have co-starred before. Apparently, whatever connection they had before is much stronger now. Even though our A-lister is in a relationship and the A-lister is in an off/on relationship, the two have hooked up and people are talking about the kind of on-set romance that will have them dumping anyone in their way to be together. So that is Ryan, who of course is with Ava, Emma Stone, who was with Andrew Garfield. The past movie was Crazy Stupid Love and they were currently filming La La Land, and just gear up for the whole slew of La La Land blinds.
Listen, Ryan and Emma are a great on-screen duo. They should do way more movies together.
They are very good together on screen. It's undeniable for sure.
Lost in the shuffle of the career of this foreign-born B-plus list, mostly movie actress who's beloved, is the time she got pregnant, went into hiding, and then had a baby. That she had the baby is known by more than a few people. You can't just have someone like her giving birth and have 100% lockdown. Fewer people know who's raising the baby, but it's a family member who suddenly had a baby one day. What I've always wondered is who the father of the baby is. Is it the actor who we would all want her to have the baby with under normal circumstances? Or is it that two-week hookup she had? So that's saying Rachel McAdams may have a secret baby. And the father is either Ryan Gosling or Josh Lucas.
Oh my God. Jesus.
What a Tumblr fanfic blind.
I know. You know, I know that we never believe the baby blind, like the secret baby blinds. And one day, one of them is going to be very true.
I know.
Because we never believe them. But they just always seem so like you said, like fanfic. Like that feels like some kind of storyline from a TV show. This former B-list mostly movie actress has slowly seen her star fall since she hooked up with this A-list mostly movie actor. She rarely works any longer while he still works almost constantly. She stays home and still wants a relationship with him, texting and calling him almost every minute of the day because you're worried about him hooking up again with his current co-star is probably not the way to go. So that's Ava texting him on the set of La La Land because she knows that he's going to hook up with Emma Stone.
And she actually did an interview saying she didn't want to act anymore because all she was getting was like sexual roles and didn't want her daughters to kind of see that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a few years ago, but she actually did like an in-depth interview of why she took a step back from Hollywood. And that was it. She was like, I was just being sexualized.
She's a really, I always use this example for Zac Efron, but like, she's a great example of like, she's too beautiful. It's almost like she's too beautiful to not to like have a normal like Hollywood, you know, it's like, she's almost too pretty.
Right, for sure. And she also doesn't, no shade to her, but she doesn't have that crazy like Meryl Streep talent or even like Emma Stone talent. So yeah. I'm sure people think they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, like a Megan Fox kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The great thing about costumes is the guy you hired to pretend to be your A-plus list mostly movie actor was all hidden nicely away. You know, because he wanted to be with the other woman he was seeing. So wait. So is it saying Eva Mendes like hired someone to pretend to be Ryan when they walked together?
Wait a minute.
That's exactly what it's saying, right?
Yeah, I had to read it again, but yeah, that is what it's saying. Oh my God. Wow, they're really painting a picture of her. Jesus.
He's like, well, if Ryan's going to be with Emma, I'm going to be with a lookalike, and they're still going to think I'm with Ryan.
Right. You'll love me either way, whether it's you or not. Oh my God, that's so funny. Not them turning her into like a Lifetime movie villain. Oh my God. Okay. This B-/C+ list actress of this A-plus list mostly movie actor says she cares for the couple's child all by herself. I think all of the nannies they have on their payroll would agree. So they're really pushing that he's not a great dad.
When he's in New York City, this A-plus list mostly movie actor lives with his B-plus list mostly movie actress girlfriend. He just needs to do something about the actress he lives with in L.A. So that's Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, and Eva Mendes.
Poor Eva.
I know.
Jesus Christ. This is another Mr. X blind. What couple consisting of a closeted bisexual A-list mostly movie actor and a closeted bisexual B-list actress have been donezo for a while, but still are saving face by gushing over each other in interviews and stepping out for the occasional PR arranged event. Oh yeah, mommy constantly hands the kid whose paternity is up for debate off to nannies, which is probably why the tot has been missing in action.
So the Gosling Mendez kids are not loved by their parents.
Apparently, Jesus Christ. And who knows who the daddy is, apparently.
This is a mess. This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. You've been stewing about health problems you have. You almost resort to texting your group chat to get your friends' opinions, but you're extremely unlikely to find quality medical advice in your group chat. You can find it from a doctor on ZocDoc. Thousands of medical professionals on ZocDoc are there to help you. They listen like a friend and give you the expert care that you need. When you're not feeling your best and just trying to hold it together, finding great care shouldn't take up all your energy. That's where ZocDoc comes in. Using their free app that millions of users rely on, you can find the right doctor that meets your needs and fits your schedule. Book an appointment within a few taps of their app and start feeling better faster with ZocDoc. As someone who has allergies, I've gone through the flu this year, I've had some health issues, and having ZocDoc makes life so much easier. Telehealth is definitely the way to go, especially having to like get out of your bed, put on clothes, go to a doctor. It's not worth it, especially because you can have ZocDoc. So go to ZocDoc.com/blinds and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That is ZocDoc.com/blinds. Again, ZocDoc.com/blinds.
And we are now in 2016, and this is an Academy Awards blind. At least during the show, the couple that had the biggest spark together was this foreign-born, almost A-list mostly movie actor and is still technically married B-plus list mostly movie actress. The spark was intense. I just don't know how many more women he can juggle and if that is a road she wants to go down. What? Wait, what? That threw me off. It says Ryan Gosling and Jennifer Garner. I'm confused.
Yeah.
What? Wait, so is that saying that he's hooking up with Jennifer?
It says that there was a spark between them. We don't know if anything happened, but like.
Okay.
Got I feel it. Like Jennifer Garner could have a spark with like someone at a grocery store. That's just who she is.
Yes, she's chemistry with everybody.
This blind item is from The Gossip Life. This B-list actor has a plan to secure his place on the A-list again. After several artistic pieces flopped in recent years, he's reversed his outlook on life and decided he'll no longer be seeking roles for anything other than commercial purposes. Honestly, good for him.
Yeah. So this is a Mr. X blind again. What B-list mostly movie actress who has a side business is pregnant again? The real father isn't who the press is reporting. It's her ex, who is also the real father of her first kid. Yes, she still keeps in contact with this guy. All cover for her closeted bisexual boyfriend, in quotes, who couldn't care less. So that's them saying that George Augusto is the baby daddy. And then I like that they like randomly will be like, Ryan is bi. Like they just randomly will throw that in like out of nowhere.
Despite being in a relationship, things are still going strong between this A-plus list, mostly movie actor, and his frequent A-list co-star in their romance department. And that is Ryan and Emma Stone again.
There sure was a lot of flirting this weekend between this married foreign-born A-list, mostly movie actor and this A-list, mostly movie actress who was in a secret relationship with someone from the actor's home country. The pair talked for a minute or two at a time, many times throughout the night, and went out of their way to do so. And that's Ryan and Emma Stone at the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences 8th Annual Governors Awards.
Well, that's saying Ryan Reynolds is flirting with Emma Stone, who was secretly dating Ryan Gosling at the time.
Oh, I missed the Reynolds. Hello. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Pretty much shows the order of things when this foreign-born A-plus list, mostly movie actor, chose to not have his significant other at a very big profile event, but he had his co-star slash girlfriend instead. And that is Ryan Gosling. He had Emma Stone at the hand and foot ceremony, not Eva Mendes. I mean, again, it's just like Ryan, it's like Gwen and Chris Martin. Like Ryan and Eva just kind of don't do things together.
Right. And now I'm thinking like, okay, if Emma is in a fake relationship with Andrew Garfield and Ryan seems to hate Eva as they are making it seem, it seems like one of those things where it's like, maybe, I don't know, like it was like natural for Emma and Ryan to like be attracted to each other and maybe hook up. And like, I'm sure Andrew really didn't even give a fuck. Eva seems like she would care.
Right.
Based on what we've seen. And this is a Critics' Choice Awards blind. As much as the co-stars from the one show disliked each other on the red carpet, the chemistry between these two frequent movie co-stars was red hot. I know it's messy and complicated, but what they are doing is just making it worse. They just can't stop. So it's, again, Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. I mean, yeah, like, I believe that they for sure hooked up and probably their chemistry was just like off the fucking Richter scale.
Do we need to add them to our soulmates list?
I'm okay with that.
Not exactly the best time for a stage pap shot, but this former B-plus list, mostly movie actress, never gets to go out in public with the foreign-born A-plus list actor everyone calls her boyfriend. So yeah, she knew where she would be and when she was with him and had someone take their photo. They don't even live together anymore. And that's Eva and Ryan.
We're now in 2017, and this is a SAG Awards blind. This foreign-born former superhero had slipped in his sobriety this past few weeks, multiple times, too much time around his ex. For everyone who wants them together, you need two things to happen. Wait a year or two and have his ex stop hooking up with her frequent co-star. So that, of course, is... So they're saying that Andrew was like slipping out of his sobriety, and of course Emma and Ryan.
This actor is nominated this year for an Academy Award. He's also cheating on his celebrity girlfriend with his just as well-known ex who he sees frequently. So that's Ryan, Eva, and either cheating on her with Rachel or Emma. And I think there was a random Dumois blind not long ago saying Ryan and Rachel were spotted getting coffee together. But like, it's just a sighting thing with no picture, so.
Yeah. These Oscar nominees slash winners slash co-stars shared a hotel room together this week while out of town. They have the strangest relationship. So that's Emma Stone and Ryan sharing a hotel at the annual Santa Barbara International Film Festival.
This foreign-born A-plus list mostly movie actor was obviously trying to meet up with someone earlier this week, but was thwarted by paparazzi who are on to his game. The loving partner thing only works if it's a two-way street. Our actor finally gave up and headed back to his car and drove away.
This former B-plus list mostly movie actress who has all but disappeared since hooking up with this foreign-born A-plus list actor had a dress made for the Oscars. If she came, though, then our actor couldn't hook up with who he wanted to, so she is forced to stay home. So he made her stay so that he could put Emma Stone. Oh my God.
And this is a Mr. X blind, an Academy Awards blind. His sexuality has always been a mystery, but this seemingly straight actor who was a nominee left an after party, not with the co-star who he allegedly had been hooking up with, but with a Filipino pre-op transsexual. I wonder if his girlfriend slash mother of his children know. Just a reminder, we don't write these blinds.
Oh my God.
And also, just a reminder, we don't believe every blind we read.
Right. Usually if you hear us belly laughing after a blind, is because we think it sounds as ridiculous as you thought it just sounded. Still waiting for one person to see this foreign-born B-list mostly movie actress at an event attended by her foreign-born A-plus list mostly movie actor's significant other. No descriptions or pictures, just some random shots that could have been taken by a PR person. You know, I don't really picture him as like but again, we don't know anything about him because he's so private. He's not like one of the first people that comes to mind when I think of celebrities that like do pap walks and stuff. But I guess it's like, you have to do that.
Right.
Like, I think he's like, oh, all right, let's go and walk outside.
There was a little time where he used to ham it up for paparazzi. It would be him and his dog. And they'd like sit outside of a restaurant in LA or West Hollywood. And he would make faces and like stick his tongue out. Like, he used to ham it up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm too charmed by him. I can't see through it.
You rarely see him angry, especially in public. But this foreign-born A-plus list mostly movie actor, not named Ryan Reynolds, got upset when a woman he was hooking up with confronted our actor while he was eating breakfast. See, the world's supposed to think he's a lovable family guy to the actress you never see. That's Ryan at breakfast.
Apparently, this foreign-born A-plus list mostly movie actor had no qualms cheating on the former actress he calls his girlfriend or the frequent co-star with whom he hooks up with. Our actor has been on a whirlwind of groupies on a press tour. So this was during Blade Runner 2049, and he was fucking Emma and a bunch of groupies.
It says he's cheating on Emma too.
Oh, okay. So he's cheating. Oh my God, I can't.
He's cheating on Eva and Emma.
I can't. See, this is, again, when we talk about how it's like, it must be so weird to be at the Oscars because everybody has these weird, intertwined, weird things with each other. Like, you would never look at Emma Stone and Eva Mendes and be like, oh, you know that they're fucking, it's so awkward right now. Like, you just wouldn't even think about it.
That's true.
It's so weird.
Who would have thought Emma Stone's in a thruple with Ryan and Eva
Mendes? I know.
This Academy Award-winning actress is tired of being the third or fourth wheel of her often co-star's love life. She's been texting and sexting her former superhero ex for weeks now. And that's Emma, Ryan, and Andrew again.
Well, it was a last-minute thing for the former B-list mostly movie actress to join her significant other in his gig this week. She wasn't going to come and then heard about the guest star. An hour later, she was ready to go. So that was when he was hosting SNL with Emma as the guest star. This is very funny to me. I don't know why. It's just so unexpected.
Right. We're now in 2018. This foreign-born A-plus list, mostly movie actor, might be house hunting with someone, but it doesn't mean they're going to start living together anytime soon, despite what they want the world to think. They never have. Ryan and Eva. Or Eva Mendes.
I know, my God. Now we have a Met Gala blind. This A-list mostly movie actress who was an Academy Award winner slash nominee must be convinced the other woman is gone from the writer's slash actor's life. The last thing she wants is a repeat of the past several years with that foreign-born A-lister and the way he juggled our actresses and others, including the public other. So that's Emma Stone, Justin Theroux, I guess juggling Petra Collins, and then Ryan Gosling juggling Ava.
Oh my God. Yes. With the foreign-born A-plus list mostly movie actor cheating on her and the B-plus list actor slash writer showing her she would be one of many, this A-list mostly movie actress who's an Academy Award nominee has seen the light in regards of that foreign-born ex. So the A-list actor, Ryan Gosling, the B-plus list actor slash writer is Justin Theroux. The actress is Emma Stone, and the ex is Andrew Garfield. Emma's a mess, apparently, huh?
Oh. There's a reason Lindsay Lohan hates her.
Oh, does she?
Oh, yeah. Emma is like her nemesis.
Because they're both redheads.
Yeah, she believes that Emma swooped in and stole what her career would have been if she hadn't like gotten off track. Because a lot of like movies that were offered to Lindsay just went straight to her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's kind of true when you think about it. Like, they do have a, not similar, but like, you could kind of see, I guess you could see it.
Like early Emma projects for sure.
Yeah, back in the day. Why, yes, that was the beard for this foreign-born permanent A-list athlete coming out of an actor's suite at the big film festival. Apparently, she has had a crush on him for a long time, and she took the chance to hook up with him after meeting at a party. The actor, a foreign-born A-list mostly movie actor, has a significant other who was probably only expecting him to cheat with his frequent former co-star. Okay, there's a lot of reveals. So the A-list athlete being Cristiano Ronaldo, this is all over the fucking place. The beard being Georgina Rodriguez. They were at the Venice Film Festival. The A-list actor being Ryan, his significant other being Ava. And the former co-star being Emma. That's a lot. You may have to hit the 15 seconds back and hear that, listen to that one again.
Apparently, this foreign-born A-list mostly movie actor, not named Ryan Reynolds, does not get along with his foreign-born recent co-star. They're doing press and it is ice cold. It is Dakota slash Jamie first press tour cold. Apparently, our actor thought the actress would be interested in joining his ever-expanding harem during filming. He was wrong and she was not happy. It's carried over. And that's Ryan Gosling and Claire Foy hating each other.
So this is apparently a follow-up to the blind that Kelly just read. I wrote about these two a couple weeks ago, and things are getting even worse between the foreign-born A-minus list actress and her foreign-born A-plus list mostly movie actor co-star. This press tour now has them doing as much as possible separately. You get the sense that they just want to say fuck off to each other and be done with it forever. I'm going to get his Claire Foy and Ryan Gosling.
We are now in 2019. Speaking of A-plus listers and moving out, this foreign-born A-plus lister has a second home a couple of miles from the home where his baby mama slash actress lives. Our actor enjoys his time alone. It almost feels like a sister-wife situation, but the other sisters change on a weekly basis. Okay, Ryan Gosling, you know, I have some words. Cody? Are you Cody from that Sister Wives show? What the fuck?
He's like, Emma makes me feel ways that you've never made me feel.
Have you listened to Emma talk to me? Like, she actually respects me. Like, pull a Tom Sandoval.
The sun was setting. I don't know. We were in the hot tub.
Voice Troy.
Talk about blast from the past. This foreign-born A-list mostly movie actor recently hooked up with this foreign-born A-list mostly movie actress X, who the entire world wanted to see together permanently back in the day. Oh, wow. So it's saying that Ryan and Rachel hooked up. And it says in parentheses, Ryan Gosling said he's never met anyone who could top Rachel McAdams.
Maybe, like, don't say that. This former B-plus list mostly movie actress, all of you know, is being paid by her foreign-born significant other every month to not take jobs. Whenever she brings up a job or something that she's interested in, he squashes it. And that's Eva and Ryan. And in parentheses, it says they want a third baby together.
So now all of a sudden he's Ryan Reynolds. He doesn't want her leaving the house.
Oh, right.
He's like, no.
Lock and key, baby. Lock and key.
Yeah, you stay in the shadows, baby. We're now in 2020. This former A-list mostly movie actress who walked away from it all when she started hooking up with the A-lister makes it seem as if it is a voluntary thing that she isn't acting any longer. It is voluntary in the sense that she is paid to stay home with the kids and not work. And then it says in parentheses that she quoted, I have to make an example for my girls. I mean, that seems a little extreme that he would be paying her not to work.
Yeah. It's like, honestly, maybe she just wasn't the best actress.
Because she really wasn't.
Because she hasn't been in anything for so long. It's like, no one's going to see her name and be like, oh, I want to go.
Yeah. And no director is going to be like, we need her for this role. It won't work without her. She's not that girl.
Right. Hitch, her and Hitch could have been anyone.
Absolutely.
Supposedly, this foreign-born A-plus list mostly movie actor is in a long-time relationship with the mother of his children. So, that very young actress he was groping the other night was just a friend? It's so wild how, if these are true, and I mean, when we see blinds for years and years and years, we always say, you know, there could be some truth to it, but yeah. What a good job at hiding it.
Seriously, because I've never heard any of this stuff in normal news about them at all.
No.
This foreign-born A-list mostly movie actor calls his former actress wife a sister wife. Oh my God. Does that mean that there are others? Is this... Does that mean that there are others? Is this why he doesn't quarantine at home? Oh my God, that is so funny. It says, in parentheses, possibly Rachel McAdams, although not his wife, she was in The Notebook and they dated for almost 3 years. That's so funny. He is Cody.
He's going to come out as a cult leader. This former B-plus list mostly movie actress, who's essentially not allowed to work as part of her deal with the foreign-born A-plus list mostly movie actor, recently went even further to point out that our actress is basically a single mom. So apparently Eva Mendes called Ryan Gosling a wonderful father after fans questioned his involvement with their daughters.
Oh my God. Wait, so to everybody listening, did you guys know that he's like a chitty dad? Is that like a thing that people know? Because I didn't know that. Sorry.
It's not funny, but it is.
No, it is, because it's like, what? Like, apparently he's a really bad dad. Like, it's all they've written about for 10 years. So we're now in 2021. This foreign-born A-list mostly movie actor has been super under the radar as of late. He has always kept his personal life quiet, and his actress significant other barely speaks of him or about him or acknowledges him at all. This has been next level, though. And it makes you wonder if there's something going on with the mistress. So it says Ryan Gosling, Eva Mendes, and it says Eva Mendes says Ryan Gosling doesn't take any of her Instagram photos. It's a girl thing. I don't know what that means.
Are people this into them as a couple? I know earlier I said that like I like them as a couple, but I don't like think about them. When I hear about them, I'm like, oh, they're cute.
In 2021? I mean, yeah, in like 2009, I could see it, but like, a couple years ago people were this involved in what Ava Mendez was doing. I didn't know. I had no idea.
And again, I've always just been like, oh, they're just a private couple. That's all I've chalked it up to.
I literally, like, the amount of times a year I think about her, we could count on less than one hand.
We're now in 2022. Originally, the money laundering streaming service thought people would clamor to the box office if they opened a new movie in theaters for a limited time before shifting it to streaming. They thought it would create buzz. The only buzz is just how bad the movie is and how badly it will damage this foreign-born A-list mostly movie actor's career. It's a shocking amount of money that was spent, which will not generate even one new customer or make one new customer want to stay for fear of missing out. And that is shading Netflix, the movie The Gray Man, and Ryan Gosling. And in parentheses, it says it's even worse than expected. Netflix holding reviews for $200 million Gray Man until very last minute of the week it was opened. Holy shit. God.
I don't remember anything about that movie.
I remember it just because of Blind Items. Because I think Chris Evans was in it and Ana de Armas.
Oh, okay. Okay. With the huge push as of late to remind everyone she is with / married to / lives with the foreign-born A-list mostly movie actor, he must have threatened to leave the former B-plus list actress again. And it says in parentheses, Ava Mendez refers to Ryan Gosling as her husband during TV interview. I was going to ask, they never got married, right?
Mm-mm, no.
That's interesting.
We're now in 2023. This A-list North of the Border actor is keeping his actress significant other from not working again. He just won't ever let her book a job. And it's not Ryan Reynolds. So it's Ryan Gosling and Ava Mendez. And in parentheses, it says, Ryan's failed relationship with Sandra Bullock taught him an invaluable lesson that helped him stick with Ava Mendez for over 10 years. And in parentheses, it says, it's too much show business. So again, that's Ryan being like, we're just a private couple.
Wow. So he has her fucking trapped inside. Oh my God.
In his harem.
Oh my God. This A-list actress and this A-list actor are both from the same country. Everyone always wanted them to end up together. They are both with other people. But that was them being very touchy-feely at a lunch earlier this week. Again, that is Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling. My God.
Maybe this A-list North of the Border actor thought he needed some new fillers for his big appearance yesterday. They looked really bad up close. I will say Ryan's look at the moment while promoting Barbie has been energy. I just said energy, you guys, because it says Kenergy. And I meant to say, like, is something, but I was reading and speaking, and I won't edit that out.
I was like, what have you been listening to Beyonce, like, too much? Like, it's been energy. it's, like, pretty crazy. I was like, I wonder if he got, like, he must have felt a lot of pressure to get filler and be like chiseled and have the classic Ken jaw. I bet that there was a lot of pressure for him to do that, but he does look filled out. I will say that he looks like he has had a full needle of shot in his face
with his orange spray tan. Yeah. Looking like girls in 2009.
And this is our final blind. This former A-list actress was everywhere a decade ago. Then she fell in love. Oh, here we go. And ending it with just what you think. Then she fell in love and she knows if she takes a job that her indifferent higher on the list husband will probably leave her. So she keeps turning down work.
Honestly, I have to say, I think Ryan's rotted and that's a rough one. You know.
I agree.
We're sorry to everyone who listened to this, because I know this one hurt. If it hurts me, I know it hurts you guys.
It's you can't trap your wife in the house for 20 years and tell her not to leave. I mean, that's really, but it makes sense. Like, it just, when you think about it in context and just like how weird it is that she doesn't work at all.
And, like, she was, like, a Neutrogena girl for a long time. She could even do ads like that because she's aged, like,
yeah,
perfection.
Yeah, like she doesn't do anything.
No.
So, yeah. Ooh. But,
Ooh.
we've read worse.
Actually true. Like,
Read
honestly,
worse.
in the grand scheme of this whole rotted scale, he's like just starting to mold.
Right. Yeah, totally. Especially for him being as famous as he is. He's a hunk. I mean, the fact that we didn't read a single line about him like raping anyone or liking young girls or, I mean, that on our show is a real winner.
And he even
So,
stood up to like Sean Penn and Josh Brolin.
yeah, like he just wants to be more famous than his wife.
Right. He's moldy.
Yeah, he's moldy. Wow. Still in love, though. Still very much deeply in love and looking forward to our future together.
Troy's like, actually, if you would like anyone else for the harem, I am available.
Right. I promise I won't work. I promise, Ryan.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to review, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. Tell your friends. Yeah.
Yeah, we love you very much. And again, if you live in New York, please stay inside.
And if you're in Canada, stay safe.
Yeah, please stay safe. We love you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.